Two dots. Amar Mar. That's about 10 lines from the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Mar. We learned in the Mishnah, Mishah Shakehanim and Nechnasim Lachor B'Tshumasan. That's Zman Kvishma begins from when the Kehanim are allowed to eat Tshuma after they were Tameh and they go to the Mikvah. Then they have to wait before they're allowed to resume eating Tshuma. And they wait until a certain time, and that's when you read Kvishma. Mechdi, let's see. Kehanim Emes Ka'achli. When is it that Kehanim start to eat Ka'achli Tshuma? When do they start to eat Tshuma? Mishah Seisik Achavim. In other words, the Gemara says we could crack the code in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is spoken in code, but we know what it means. It means Seizik Chavim. So if that's the case, listening Misha Seizik Chavim. Why didn't the Mishnah simply state that Kriya Shema is from Seizik Chavim? Why did the Mishnah say it in this roundabout way that it's from the time of the Kehanim eat Shuma, and then you have to go do your research and find out when Kehanim are allowed to eat Shuma, and then you realize that, oh, Zman Kriya Shema is from Seizik Chavim. Why didn't the Mishnah just say it straight that Zman Kriya Shema is from Seizik Chavim? The Gemara answers, Milsa Agavurche Kamashmalon. The Mishnah meant to be teaching us something by the way. That Kehanim Emes Kachli B'Tshuma Misha Seitzik Achavim. That when do Kehanim begin to resume eating Tshuma from Seitzik Achavim? In other words, if you could teach a halacha simply or more complex. So you might think, okay, the simpler the better. But sometimes when you teach it in a more complex way, you end up teaching a lot more. So you're... The Tano this way was teaching us that Kehanim eat Tshuma from Seisik Achavim, and now here the Mishnah speaks out why that's such a chiddush, or the Gemara rather. The Gemara speaks out why that's such a chiddush. V'ha'kamashmalon, and what it's teaching us is de kapara le ma'akva, that the kapara, meaning the korban, is not ma'akev. Now there are a lot of different levels of tumah, but there are some types of tumayim that it's not enough to go to the mikvah. And it's not even enough to then wait for it to get dark. But they need to bring a korban the next day. A zav, a zava, a yeledes. They after they finish their tara process, they have to bring a korban the next day. That korban completes the process of their tara. There are some things that they're not allowed to do, even after they went to the mikvah and they waited for it to get dark, they're still not allowed to do until they bring their korban. What kinds of things? For example, eating kachim. Eating the meat of a korban, which you're not allowed to do when you're tamei, even after you go to the mikvah, and even after Harav Shemesh, means it got dark that night, you're still not allowed to eat kachim until you bring your korban the following day. But Tshuma doesn't have that chumrah. Tshuma, once you go to the mikvah and you wait for it to get dark, that's Harav Shemesh, that's good enough, and you don't need to bring the korban in order to resume eating Tshuma. So this Mishnah was teaching us the kapara lei ma'akvah. Now, just to clarify, you know, the Gemara said that the Mishnah is teaching us a Milsa Agavurcha, that Kehanim eat Tshuma from Seisik Achavim. The Mishnah never spoke out that it's Seisik Achavim, so we didn't really learn from the Mishnah that Kehanim eat from Seisik Achavim. But the next line of the Gemara means to clarify that our two studim were, is it Seisik Achavim or some other point in the nighttime? Is it the nighttime or the morning? The Shaila was whether the Kapara is Ma'akev, whether they have to wait for the Korban. And this Mishnah, since it's talking about Kriyas Mishal Arvis, so clearly if it says Mishal Shekhanam Nechasam Lacha V'Tshumasan, so that means that they're able to do that in the nighttime. So the Mishnah is teaching us that Kehanim are able to eat from Seisik Achavim, meaning as opposed to having to wait until the next day when they bring their karbam.
One thing to teach us, this is what it comes to teach us.
So it's an interesting question. Is there a reason why, I mean, here the first Mishnah of Shas goes out of its way to tell us when Kehanim are allowed to eat Tshuma after they're becoming tar. So there's a very nice shtickle here from the Gra. You led into it very nicely. But you know what? I think we should wait a bit. We're going to read a little bit more Gemara, and then I'm going to share something that the Gra writes. But let's continue first with the Gemara. Kedisanya, we learned in a Raisa, Uvo HaShemesh V'Toher. Now this pasuk is telling about a person who was tamei and then becomes tahar and then resumes eating shuma, and it says uvo hashemesh v'tahar, the sun sets and then v'tahar, then there's tara. So the b'raisa says on this pasuk bias shimshoy makvasim milacha b'tshuma, that it's only the setting of the sun that holds them back from eating tshuma. But the kapara, meaning the korban, which he's not bringing until tomorrow, that's not ma'akiv, that doesn't hold him back from eating tshuma. So from here we see that Chuma from Seitz Kachavim, and that's the chiddush that we're learning in this Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, for the grow we need one more line, and I'm going to read one more line. We're going to be really holding in the middle of a thought, but let's just read one more line. Umimai, the Gemara now challenges the way that the Braisa read this pasuk. Uba Hashemesh v'Toher refers to the nighttime, to Seitz Kachavim. Umimai, how do you know Dahai Uba Hashemesh Bias Hashemesh? That Uba Hashemesh refers to the sun going down, Vahai v'Toher Tahar Yoyma. And then the word v'Toher means Tahar Yoyma, which I'll just explain. We're not even going to turn the page just yet. But Tahar Yoyma means that the day has been cleared away, meaning the day is completely over. Tahar Yoyma means that the day is completely done. And that tells me that it's Seitz Kachavim. And the Gemara, which we'll resume soon, is going to challenge us and say, wait, no, maybe there's another way to read the pasuk. But if we just pause over here, the Gemara says that this line that we just read, that Ubo HaShemesh V'Toher, these two expressions, Ubo HaShemesh, which means that the sun goes down, V'Toher, the day gets completely cleared away, that's the makar that the Zman of Laila is Seitz Kachavim. Meaning, you know, we have, it's negated to a lot of halachas, but it doesn't, we eat matzah. When you eat matzah, it has to be at night. Karban Pesach, Achilas Karban Pesach is at night. Sfira Sa'imer is a mitzvah that we do at night. Ktsira Sa'imer is a mitzvah that we do at night. There are a few mitzvahs, not so many, but that are nighttime mitzvahs. Now, these mitzvahs are described in the Torah, and of course, Kriyishma also will put into that list. Kriyishma Shal Arvis is a nighttime mitzvah. And they're described in the Torah with words like Shachbacha by Kriyishma, Ba'erev by matzah, Balayla by Karban Pesach. And we know that those mitzvahs start from Seitz Kachavim. You can't do it before Seitz Kachavim. But from where do we know that? We know that night, you know, day is when it's light and night is when it's dark. Getting dark is a gradual process, and there are certain milestones along the way. Shkiyas Hacham is one milestone along the way, one significant step in the getting dark process. Seitz Kachavim is another step in the getting dark process. How do we know that the definition of Laila in Kol HaTorah Kula is Seitz Kachavim rather than Shkiyas Hacham? Now, there is a Gemara on Amud Beis, further that hopefully we'll get to a little bit later tonight, that brings a pasuk in Nehemiah, which the Gemara calls a remez to this. Okay, but that's in Nehemiah. Where does it say in the Torah? Is there any place in the Torah, in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that's the makar that in Kol HaTorah Kula, by all mitzvahs, the definition of Laila is that it starts from Seitz Kachavim? Zok the Gemara, the makar is this pasuk. By Truma, where it says Ubo HaShemesh V'Toher, if it had just said Ubo HaShemesh, Laila would be defined as Shkiyas Hacham. But it says Ubo HaShemesh and then V'Toher, and V'Toher means that day is completely gone. And that extra word teaches me that the definition of Laila is Seitz Kachavim. So now, Zok the Gemara, this Mishnah, it starts off with saying, "May I say Karen Shema Ba'arvis?" And the answer is from Seitz Kachavim. But from where do you know that Kriyishma Shel Arvis is at night? When's the night? Seitz Kachavim. But from where do we know that nighttime is Seitz Kachavim? Only one place that the Torah was Megala that, and that's by Truma. And that's why over here, to your question before, Milsa Agav Rocha Kamashmalam, the Mishnah wanted to tell you over here in Hilchas Kriyishma, it described this man of Kriyishma as the Zman that the Kehanim and the Chanasim Lachal B'Chumasim, because that's where this Zman comes from. The place where the Torah was Megala, that Seitz Kachavim is the Shir of Laila, is by Achilles Chuma of Kehanim.
So there would be no other way to learn this Sav.
Right. This is the only Makar. The Vilna Gaon says this is the only Makar that he's aware of. Now again, we're going to see Nishem hopefully later tonight, the Pasuk in Nehemiah, but in Chumash, in Chamish Chumash Torah, this is apparently the only makar.
V'Toher doesn't refer to the Kayin?
Say that again?
It says, V'Toher, who's V'Toher? The Kayin is Toher. The sun sets.
So it's
Pashim Shad. Don't make the idea, V'Toher, says a Chachavim. It doesn't mean V'Toher, and it says a Chachavim, V'Toher the whole day.
Okay, so that's negated to this next line, where the Gemara is going to challenge this reading of the Vatah. So let's start this line again. Before we do, again, we're on the bottom line with the Gemara says Umimai. Yeah. I just want to point out something interesting. You have a Rashi. Now, if you're using an old Gemara, like I am, not so old, I got when I was a chassan, this Gemara. The bottom Rashi on the page is Mishas Seitz Kachavim, which Rashi says, right, that's the beginning of the Gemara that we did tonight. Shehu Gemara Bias Hashemesh. Tzeitzik Chavim is when the sun is finished setting. Kediyofel come on, like the Gemara will say later on. Now, okay, you look like you're using your bar mitzvah shas. So that also, that's the last Rashi on the page. But those of you that have a newer Gemara, like Frank, I think you probably have a little letter at the end of that Rashi. There's a letter in your Gemara that directs you to a section on the side of the page. I'm going to, and this is printed out of the Oiz V'Hadr Gemara. And it says that something fascinating happened over here. The whole Gemara that we learned tonight, this is the only Rashi. It wasn't such a simple Gemara with the Bo HaShemesh Bi HaShem Shem Ma'akvasai in Kaparasai Ma'akvasai. You have to know what's Kaparasai about that certain Tameim after bringing a carbon the next day, and the carbon is Ma'akid by Kachem, but it's not Ma'akid by Chuma. Where did Rashi go? How come there's no Rashi on all this? So in this Ois Hei, in the new Gemara is...
I don't think, you have that phrase?
Okay, so some Gemaras put it on the start of the page that they say that in the Sansino edition... from Shnas Reish Mem Dalid, there's another four Rashis that got left out of the Bamberg edition. You know, in the early days of...
There may be a sense
of printing. I have it right here. I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
In the early days...
Not Sansino, the English.
Yeah, no, I don't mean... No, we don't mean the American Sansino.
Talking about the brand there.
In the early days of... printing in Italy,
printing
house. 500 years ago, said there were two Hebrew printing houses in Italy. One in Sansino, that was the name of the city, and there was also the name of the family that owned the printing press, and the other one, which I think was in Venice, which was owned by the Bamberg family. And Sansino won. They're the first ones that put out a shas. And their brachas came out in 1484. It was the first time that there was a printed edition of any Masechta of Talmud. That was Brachas 1484. The Bamberg edition came out about 40 years later, I think in the 1520s. Uh-huh. But that's what really became the standardized edition, right. Meaning in the most important way, which is the pagination. What words are on each page that has remained, you know, unchanged from the 1520s until today. What goes on Beis Amud Aleph and what goes on Beis Amud Beis? In this page over here, Beis Amud Aleph really just has the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is on Beis Amud Beis, and it goes till really near the top of our Beis Amud Beis. So the pagination is different. The Bamberg edition, they did a nicer job, people liked it, and that's the one that everybody followed after that. That became the standard pagination. But it was a great Gemara. But for some reason, some inexplicable reason, here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, I don't know if it was a matter of just sloppy work or they had different manuscripts and the manuscript that they had was deficient, but they were just missing half the Rashi's on the Gemara here on Beis Amud Aleph. So it's not there. In the new Gemaras, they put it in on the side. Take a look at this one. You see that, it's not there. All these Rashi's are on this page. This is actually, this is downloaded.
So the Sansino had it?
Right.
But the Bamberger didn't?
Right.
Oh.
Anyway, so this is an interesting thing to look at. I think just the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara that I spoke out, he explains what this Inyan of Kapara is. Now, there is an interesting some interesting Lashonis in that Rashi in describing Shkiyas HaChama and Seis HaChavim that maybe we'll come back to a little later on.
So what is the Vilna Shas?
That comes much, much later.
No, that's sure. What does that mean? They redid the Bamberg?
It's a new setup of the Tzuras Hadaf, but they didn't change what's on which page. They changed, where the lines end. They changed, how exactly the Rashi and the Tesis are set up with the right angles. Where they turn around the words of the Gemara. To they made it a much crisper look, but
different typeset.
Yeah, right, and a different typeset.
Now that was the whole thing.
Uh huh.
And they checked the gears.
Okay. So there are improvements in the Anyway, but this is just something interesting you don't see every day, that it says over here that in the Sansino Reish Mem Dalet, that's 1484, they have all these additional Rashis. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara now. The Gemara now is the Kasha. We just brought this pasuk, Bo HaShemesh V'Taher, and we explained that it refers to Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Gemara says, the Gemara challenges that. Umimai, how do you know Dehayu Bo HaShemesh B'Yash HaShemesh B'Hayi V'Taher Taru Yoyimba, that the way you read that is Bo HaShemesh, the sun goes down, and then V'Taher means, and again, I'll give you a lesson of the Rashi, in this Sansino Rashi, V'Yifneh HaYoyim, the day gets cleared away, cleaned out, and then meaning it disappears from the world entirely. Dilma, maybe the Gemara says maybe you could have a different reading of that pasuk. When it says Bo HaShemesh V'Taher, Bo HaShemesh means Bias Oyrehu. It means that the light comes. Umay V'Taher Tahar Gavra. It means that the man makes himself tar. And then what would it be saying? Mm-hmm. It would be saying, well, the light comes, meaning it's the morning. V'tahar, the man makes himself tar, meaning that he brings his korban. Mm-hmm. Just the opposite of what our mission was teaching me. Our mission came to teach us that the kapara is nama akev, and what? Because it says, Bo HaShemesh V'tahar, and that means Tzeis HaKochavim. Maybe just the opposite. Maybe Bo HaShemesh V'tahar means the morning and bringing your korban.
So then
and kapara is ma'akev.
Then it is equal. Right.
Right. And then the Kapara would be Ma'akev.
Right.
So the Gemara here is saying, how do we know that we're using the right shot in the Pasuk?
Well, Hashemesh doesn't mean that anywhere else in the Torah. By Yaakov, it says, well, Hashemesh means that.
Very good. Okay. So Tosis has this Kasha on Rashi's reading of the Gemara. We're going to go through, we're going to learn Rashi first. We'll try to finish the Gemara quickly. Then we'll speak about Tosis and we'll discuss the two a little bit. But this is Rashi's Pshat. The Gemara is saying, Dilma may be B.S. Oyrehu, that it really means it's the morning. Umay v'toher tahar gavra means he brings his korban. And then the kapara is ma'akev. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila. The Rav Shila answered, Im Kain, if that's what the pasuk meant, le makra v'yitar. And then if it was referring to the man doing something active, it should have said v'yitar, he's matahar himself. May v'toher, the word v'tar, which seems more to describe something that happens by itself, without the yud, so tahar yoima. That means tahar yoima and kedamri inchi. Like there's an expression. There used to be an expression in Bavel. Iyarev shimsha v'idki yoima. The sun has set and the day is cleared away. Dachi means cleaned or purified. So people would describe the departure of the day with the word purified, cleaned out. So Rav Arshila says that the yud makes all the difference. If your pshat was right, then it would have had a yud. But without right. A yud, it seems to be mean the nighttime, and it's describing the automatic process of the sun going down and getting dark. Now, this next piece of Gemara is kind of repeating what we just did, but sort of from a different angle. B'marava in Eretz Yisrael, Hadar Abba Rav Shila Leishmilhu. They never heard of this diuk of Rabbi Rav Shila that the yud shows you that it really means the nighttime, not the morning. Ubo lamibaya, and therefore they had this shaila. They wondered, "Hayuba Hashemesh bi Hashem shehu." Does Ubo Hashemesh refer to the sun going down? Umay v'tar tar yoima, and then v'tar means that the day is over. Idilmor maybe bias oyrehu. It really means the sun coming up. Umay v'tar tar gavra, and it means the man bringing his korban. So in Eretz Yisrael, here in Argamar, in Bavel, They knew what the right pshat was, but they were challenging it. What makes us so sure that that's the right pshat? In Eretz Yisrael, and then they answered, "Oh, Rabbi Rav Shila was medayik from a pasuk." In Eretz Yisrael, they actually said, "We don't know what's the right pshat. How do you read this pasuk? Does it refer to the nighttime? Does it refer to the morning?" V'hadar pashtulam mibraisa. But then they were able to answer their question from without knowing Rabbi Rav Shila's diuk. From a braisa, midiktani b'braisa. Since there's a braisa that states, and we're going to see this whole braisa later on the page, but here the Gemara just brings a line. There's a braisa that says simin l'davar tzeis hakochavim. It says that a simin for when the kahanim are allowed to eat shuma is when the stars come out. Shema mina. So from there you learn b'yashim shehu may v'tar tar yema. Obviously that means that it's the nighttime, not the morning.
Sure.
So in other words, they learned it from our sugya, yeah. From the Zman Kriya Shema, which the Brites identifies as being Tzeis HaKochavim. So then they knew that it was Tahar Yoyimah, not Tahar Gavra, was B'Yashim Shem, not B'Yashim. So again, in a nutshell, two versions, one in Bubble, one in Eretz Yisrael, But the basic idea was that they were grappling with this pasuk of Uba Hashemesh V'Taher. It could mean one of two things. It could mean the nighttime or it could mean the morning. Halacha, we accept that it means the nighttime. A kohen becomes tahar to eat truma in the nighttime. But the challenge was, the alternative was, no, maybe it means the morning. That's how Rashi learns pshat. The other Rishonim don't like Rashi's pshat. So one kasha Tosis asks, and all the Rishonim, what Dani said before, that when the Gemara presents the other tzad, it calls it bias oirai, and Rashi says that means the sun rising, and again, that's supposed to be a taichin the pasuk bo hashemesh. So Tosis asks, could the Gemara really be wondering whether the pasuk bo hashemesh means sunset or sunrise? There are so many other psukim, like by Yaakovinu in Parshas Vayetze, where it says vayolan sham ki bo hashemesh, and we should bring other psukim as well. Bo hashemesh always means sunset, not sunrise. So how could the Gemara over here have just woken up and said, hey, I wonder if that pasuk means the nighttime or the morning? That's one kasha. To that, Rishonim point out that there is, well, even though maybe it's true that's what the pasukim usually mean, but there is a pasuk in Yeshaya that we're even a little bit familiar with because we say it every Friday night in Lecha Doidi, or a version of it, right? We say, Yisairi, kiva oirech kumi oirei. I think the pasuk in Yeshaya is the other way around. Kumi oirei kiva oirech. But what does that mean? Get up and shine because your light has come. Obviously, that doesn't mean it got dark, right? We're saying to you, Yerushalayim, get up and shine because bo oirech, your light has come. So is that talking about turning on the light or turning off the light? Obviously, turning on the light. So over there, you see bo oirech, meaning light coming in. So based on that, maybe Bo Hashemesh could mean the sun rising. Okay, it would be not like the usual meaning, but we do find one precedent that could justify that meaning. But there's a bigger kasha, which, strangely enough, Tosfos doesn't quite ask, but the Baal Amor asks this kasha. We're on Brachas Daf Beis. We just learned the Mishnah. Me'emes Eikerin Eshma Be'arvin. What's the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? And the Gemara answers when the Kohanim eat Shuma. Mm-hmm. So here, today, on this daf, the Gemara says, do Kohanim eat Shuma in the nighttime or in the morning? Right? If they eat Shuma in the morning, if they only become Torah in the morning after their Karban, then how could that be the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? The Mishnah says that Kohanim Nechaz Melachah B'Shumasan is the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So obviously that means that the Bo Hashemesh V'Tahar describes the nighttime, not the morning. So how could... You know, and the Gemara almost brings that right. The Gemara ends up saying, you know, it brings a brisa where it says similar to Rabbi Tzitzik. But why didn't the brisa? I mean, it's before Rishon the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Kohanim eat in the nighttime, not in the morning.
Well, that's the makar of it. I mean, going through the makar, where do we know that?
So you're saying the Gemara wants to get it from a pasuk? Yeah, from the Mishnah. We know, but we want to get it from a pasuk. But then we went in Eretz Yisrael. They will poshate the shaila from a brisa. So they didn't get it from a pasuk. You'd be fine. What you're saying would be good with the Shaka Batari and Bavel. They asked, how do we know which is the right pshat? And Rabbi Rashila said, because it should have said v'yitar. So in that discussion in the Gemara, you could say that they meant to say, we know what the halacha is, but where you get it from Torah Shabbat. But when the Gemara then brings the second version of the Shaka Batari that happened in Eretz Yisrael, where they didn't bring anything from Torah Shabbat, they just had two stadim, and then they were appreciated from a brisa. So before you go preparation from a right, so why aren't you preparation from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that it's Zman Kriya Shel Arvis. So with the Rishonim, the Baal Amor, the Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva, most Rishonim learn that the Gemara means just the opposite of Rashi. When the Gemara says, I'll challenge your pshat, how do you know that Ubar Shemesh Batara means Tosek HaChavim? Maybe it means something else. So why? Rashi was learning that it means something else later, that they don't become Torah at night, they become Torah the next morning. Tosfos learns that the challenge was, maybe it doesn't mean Tzitzik Chavim, but it means something earlier.
Right.
Maybe they don't become Torah after it's fully dark, Tzitzik Chavim, but they become earlier from Shkia Zachama. Maybe Bo HaShemesh means Shkia Zachama, and V'Tahar means that's when the Kohen becomes Tahar.
Right.
Tahar Gavra, the Kohen becomes Torah with Shkia Zachama. And you don't need the later Zman of Tzitzik Chavim.
Right.
So the kasha was, it was all about the night. And then, of course, you can't be appreciated from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is when the Kohanim start to eat Shuma. Okay, but we have a Shaila. When did the Kohanim start to eat Shuma? Shkia or Tzeis? you say Tzeis. How do you know? Maybe Bar HaShemesh V'tar means Shkia. And that works so beautifully because Bar HaShemesh always means when the sun sets. So Bar HaShemesh means Shkia Sachama. And instead of a Tahir being Megala that you need more darkness after Shkia Sachama, no, V'tar means Tahir Gavra. It means the sun sets and then the man is Tahir.
Yeah.
So, that's how Tzeis is. It's a partial reading of the pasuk.
Yeah.
So Tzeis says that was the Gemara Shaila, and then the Gemara answered it from the Braisa, where the Braisa says similar davar Tzeis Chavim. It couldn't be partial from the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't tell us what the Zman was, but in the Braisa it speaks out Tzeis Chavim. So then we know it's Tzeis Chavim. So we have a contrast, two very different different pirushim in the Gemara. According to Rashi, when the Gemara asked, how do you know to read the pasuk this way? Maybe we can read it differently. It meant maybe it's a later Zman. It's a Zman tomorrow morning rather than tonight. According to Tosfos, the Gemara was asking, how do you know that's the right Zman? Maybe it's an earlier Zman. Maybe Kehanim don't have to wait for Tzeis Chavim and they could eat their Tshuma from Shkia Sachama.
Even though Shkia Sachama is like Abishtaras, signing a star, the date of a star.
So it's interesting. I think according to this Havamina in the Gemara, let's say Tosfos on the other Rishonim that learned that this Havamina was that it's the Kehanim should be Tarat Shkia Sachama, that would be nighttime for everything. We said at the beginning of this year, the Gra points out that we don't have any other Makar in the Torah that Tzeis Chavim is Laila other than Bar Shemesh V'Tahir. In this Shaka V'Tahir, the Gemara is asking, is that the right shot? Is it not the right shot? So according to Enechanami, if you know when the Gemara says, how do you know you have the right Zman? It means for Truma, it means for Malacha on Shabbos, it means for Achilas Karban Pesach, all the things that are totally on Laila. The Gemara is really asking, maybe it should be totally on Shkia Sachama.
When's Harav Shemesh? When you
heard that? Harav Shemesh, Allah Halacha means Tzeis
Chavim. It says Chavim, doesn't mean Shkia?
No. No, it means Tzeis Chavim. Harav Shemesh is this halacha that we're learning today. This is what the Mishnayos elsewhere call Harav Shemesh, but this is the Gemara that's really drilling down and saying, let's figure out when exactly that is. According to Tosfos' reading, again, according to Rashi, it's a given that Harav Shemesh means Tzeis Chavim. The Shaka V'Tahir is just about whether Harav Shemesh is good enough for Tshuma or do you need to bring the Korban for Tshuma. But according to Tosfos, this Gemara is about what is Harav Shemesh. When we say that you're not fully tar till the end of the day, what's the end of the day? Is it Shkia Sachama or Tzeis Chavim? Which means, like Shuli, you're pointing out, this is really, according to Tosfos, a very sadistic Gemara. So many halachas that we have, you know, not just Truma, but Kriyashma, Matzah, Kiddush, Malacha, Sfiras HaOmer, all the mitzvahs that are totally on nighttime, this Gemara is really saying, how do you know that nighttime starts at Tzeis Chavim? Maybe it starts at Shkia Sachama. The whole Makar for Tzeis Chavim is this pasuk. How do you know you have the right reading of this pasuk? Bo Hashemesh V'Tahir Tahar Yoima, that the day is totally gone, it's totally dark, it's Tzeis Chavim. Maybe it means Tahar Gavra, and it just means that once the sun sets, he's allowed to eat Shuma. That Shkia Sachama is the end of the day. That's how Tosfos learns this Shaka V'Tahir. And again, according to both Rashi, it's only a Havamina. According to both Rashi and Tosfos, this reading of the pasuk gets rejected, right? There was some alternative reading that, according to Rashi, the alternative reading was maybe tomorrow morning. According to Tosfos, the alternative reading was maybe earlier this evening. That alternative reading got rejected. In Bavel, Rabbi Bar Rav Shila rejected it from a careful reading of the pasuk. In Eretz Yisrael, they rejected it based on a braisa. So either way, it's rejected. But so halacha l'maisa, we're all on the same page. Rashi, Tosfos, they all agree la halacha that our zman is Tzeis Chavim for kriyashma, for achilas tshuma. But in the Shaka V'Tahir of the Gemara, where the Gemara had a moment of thinking, wait, maybe there's a different zman. So that havamina, that maybe there's a different zman, we have a machlekes Rashi Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it meant the earlier zman of Shkia Sachama. According to Rashi, it meant the later zman of tomorrow morning after you bring your carbon.
Why didn't Tara say Tzeis Chavim? Why is it always using an obscure Bar Shemesh, Harav Shemesh, Harav Erev? Say Tzeis Chavim. What? We have to fight over what it means? I mean, what was the point of... What's the Chiddush?
I think that's a much more global question. You could probably ask it on almost every pasuk in the Torah, right? There's, right? Tosfos and Gittin said the Kli Yisrael came with a Tanya to Kadosh Baruch Hu that Echtev Lechem Rubei Teirasi, that they said, why didn't you make it easier for us and put everything in Bechsav? Why did you write all these obscure, ambiguous expressions and then expect us to figure it out through Torah Shebal Peh? Make it easier for us. And you know, and Tosfos brings down a medrash that you know, the Echtav Lechem Ruba Tirasi Kemoizer Nechshavu. It's very, very easy to confuse. I think, if I remember correctly, Rav Zell used to talk about this, that it's the Teresh Shabbal Peh, and we're a little bit off topic now, but it's the Teresh Shabbal Peh that makes the Torah personal for us. The Teresh Shabbachsav, the Umay Tehillim have access to. And in fact, as we see in history, they took it and they made it their book. The Bible is not specifically a Jewish book, right? Most of the Goyim of the world consider it their own holy book. So it's a violation of the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us the Torah. It's like a chatzon and kala. Yeah, they exchanged some very precious gifts. And now other people are wearing those gifts. And it's really a violation of the privacy and the intimacy of their relationship. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to put it in writing. It's going to become like a stranger. I'm going to give it to you just whispering it in your ear. The real meaning of the Torah, we're going to keep al peh. So it's a secret just between me and you. And the Goyim have no access to it. And that's why it was so important to keep it out of writing. Eventually, Klal Yisrael saw that they're not going to be able to hold on to it if it's not written down. And so they had to write the Mishnah and they had to write more eventually. But it was done so reluctantly because it's the Torah Shebaal Peh that makes it our personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's... Yeah, I think this is a good example of that. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. It says Kachavim. It says Zupah Hashem is for Toher, and the Chachem Yisrael had to grapple with it. Maybe it means B'as Shimshay. Maybe it means B'as Ayrei. But ultimately, we have our final answer. It means Seitz Kachavim. Rav Kiveger has a kasha. He says, we saw the contrast between Rashi and Tosfos about what was the Gemara wondering about. According to Rashi, the Gemara was wondering maybe it's a later Zman. According to Tosfos, the Gemara was wondering maybe it's an earlier Zman. So Bishlam, according to Rashi, that the Gemara was wondering maybe it's a later Zman. So then, I understand. Maybe it's a later Zman. How could we let the Kehanim go eat Shuma at Seitz HaKehavim? Maybe it's a later Zman. Maybe they really have to bring their carbon first. So let's stop them. Don't let the Kehanim eat Shuma from Seitz HaKehavim. Because there's a tzad that maybe you need more than that. Maybe you need to wait till the morning and bring the carbon. But according to Tosfos, that the Gemara was asking, maybe it's an earlier Zman. So what's the kasha? Maybe it is. So what are you going to do? Go let the Kehanim eat from the earlier Zman? Because maybe it's an earlier Zman? If you don't know which is the right Zman, so obviously they can't eat. So what's our halacha? What did it say in the Mishnah? Kehanim can't eat till Seitz HaKehavim. Frek the Gemara, how do you know the pasuk means Seitz HaKehavim? Maybe the pasuk means Shkiyas HaChama. So Kveger says, I don't hear the kasha. Maybe it does. But since it's only a maybe, so they can't eat misafek. Whenever you have a safek, you have to go l'chumra, not l'kula. So a safek deraisa is l'chumra. So maybe... it might mean bias oiroi, and it means shkia, not seis. But the Kehanim still can't eat till seis, because since it might mean seis, so that's why they can't eat till seis, because havik deraisa l'chumra. So he says, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is asking, why do we give the Kehanim as man of seis kachavim? There's another way to read the pasuk. So according to Rashi, it means, yeah, there's another way to read the pasuk, and so they might still be usher until the morning. But according to Tosfos, that the other way to read the pasuk was a kula, was allowing them earlier. What's the kasha that maybe they should, maybe there's an earlier Zman? Just because maybe there's an earlier Zman isn't going to allow them to eat it earlier, because misafik can't go and eat truma. So Rav Kiveger says, very geschmack. He says, you know, we're talking about Shkiyas HaChama, Seitz HaKehavim. There's also something called Bein HaShmashos. Now, without going into the details now of whether that fills that whole gap, or is a part of that gap, but somewhere between Shkiyas HaChama and Seitz HaKehavim is Bein HaShmashos. Bein HaShmashos means a time that's a suffix that it might qualify for Seitz HaKehavim and it might not. And we always treat it L'chumra, because it might not be Seitz HaKehavim. But when the Gemara introduces this shaila of maybe you don't have the right shot in the Pasuk, right? Maybe the Pasuk doesn't mean Seitz HaKehavim, it means Shkiyas HaChama. So what that would do is it would make Bein HaShmashos into a Svek Sveika, into a double Suffek, and therefore that's the Kehanim cool. Should be allowed to that's eat Shuma cool. Right. Earlier right. Because of a Svek Sveika.
Right.
That's the Gemara's kasha over here. According to Tosis, the Gemara's kasha of how do you know it's B'yas Shimshai, maybe it's B'yas Ayrai, it means maybe it's B'yas Ayrai, and now in B'yas Shimshai, they should be allowed to eat Shuma Mishum Svek Sveika. Suffek that maybe B'yas Shimshai is already Tosik Chavim. And even if it's not Tosik Chavim, but maybe Uba Hashem Shvetoher really means Shkiyas Achama. And so because of that Svek Sveika, they should be allowed to eat Shuma.
Yeah.
That's how Rabbi Kivager explains.
Yeah.
It's a machudish tikhapshat on the Gemara, certainly. And he goes through, I'm leaving out, but he has a lot of lumnish discussions about whether you could really make a Svek Sveika under these circumstances. What about the cheskas iser? Could a Svek Sveika be matir b'makom safek iser? What about the fact that Shuma is a davash yeshle matirin? Could a Svek Sveika be matir davash yeshle matirin? He brings in all of these things. That's a little bit out of the range of what we're covering, but it's his point really is that according to Tosfos, you have to start grappling with these issues. Like, it's hard to understand what the Gemara's kasha is, and you really have to do some fancy footwork to make sense out of the Gemara's kasha. Masha'in Kain, according to Rashi, the Gemara's kasha was much more straightforward. The Gemara's kasha was that maybe it's not the night time, it's the morning, which means it was suggesting a chumrah, and then we wouldn't allow the Kohanim to eat until the morning, until they bring their korban. So now it's interesting. You have, according to Rashi, you have this maila that the Gemara's kasha was suggesting a chumrah, which makes it easier to understand what was the point of the Gemara's kasha. Let's delay the Kohanim from eating truma, which according to Tosfos is not as good. According to Tosfos, we have much better. We understand, you know. Like we said, Rashi is so shver that the Gemara is suggesting that Bo Hashemesh means the morning. If it means the morning, so how could it be the Zman of Kriyashma? The Mishnah uses it as the Zman of Kriyashma. So each one had a weakness. The way that you would l'cheir be able to learn that would blend Rashi's pshat and Tosfos's pshat, you know, and have the mindless of each, right? Well, if you want to avoid both problems, so you want the Gemara to be suggesting a later Zman, not an earlier Zman, to avoid Rabbi Kivager's Kasha, but you don't want that later Zman to be the morning, you want it to be because obviously, if it's Zman Kriya Shmoshel Arvus, it can't be the morning.
Yeah.
So let's just say that the Gemara is discussing two Zmanim at night, and the Gemara is saying, how do you know that the Zman is totally on this Zman? Maybe there's a later Zman. Now, is there any way to do that? Tosfos couldn't come up with such an Eitzah because, according to Tosfos, the real Zman of Tzeitzik Chavim is when it's fully dark. Right, let me give a little bit of background before we speak this out. This is the Goyin. The Goyin presents this idea. Halacha, and really this is very related to the next Gemara. I think we'll maybe cover it a little bit better when we do the next Gemara, if we still have time, or maybe next week. But now we'll just speak out b'kitzer. There are two zmanim in Poiskim about what's Tzeitzik HaChavim. There's Rabbeinu Tam's shita that Tzeitzik HaChavim is 72 minutes after the sun sets. And there's the shita of the Goinim that Tzeitzik HaChavim is 13 minutes after the sun sets. Now, where these numbers come from, maybe we'll talk about another time. But for now, we'll just... we'll use approximations. According to Tosfos, it's more than an hour. According to the Goyim, it's only about 15 minutes, about a quarter of an hour. So, which means that according to the Goyim, Tzeitzik HaChavim is not when it's fully dark. It's a little bit dark. Tzeitzik HaChavim, the stars are out. Not all the stars, but some stars are out. And that's what we call Tzeitzik HaChavim. According to Tosfos, Tzeitzik HaChavim is when it's really dark, fully dark, as dark as it gets. So the Gemara says, you know, you can learn this Gemara so beautifully. You don't like, again, he doesn't, of course, I mean, he's before Rabbi Kivager, he doesn't refer to that kasha at all. But I'm just adding that to sort of build up this vart. But we saw Rashi's pshat, that the Gemara was suggesting a later Zman, but it was so troubling that how could the Gemara be suggesting that the Zman is the morning when the Mishnah was clearly talking about the night? We saw Tosfos's pshat, that the Gemara was suggesting an earlier Zman, but we saw that Rabbi Kivager pointed out that if it's an earlier Zman, it's hard to see what was the Gemara's kasha. What? We should be, because we have a sub, we could be making on an earlier Zman. So the Gemara says, very simple. The Gemara was saying, you're telling me that it's Seisei Chavim, meaning about 15 minutes after the sun sets, and it's starting to get dark, and there are a couple of stars. That's when it's considered nighttime. How do you know that's the Zman of nighttime? Maybe it's the later Zman of nighttime. Maybe it's when all the stars are out. That what the Gemara will be calling Bias Oiroi. Baal Shem says Bias Oiroi, Mai Vitar Tar Gavra, which... Okay, the Lashon of Tahar Gavra is a little bit shver according to this, but there's another girsa in the Gemara that actually switches it around, that in the first line it says Tahar Gavra, and in the second line it says Tahar Yoima. Let's leave that aside for now. The way that you could read this Gemara is, how do you know that the Zman of Laila is the earlier Zman of Tzeis? Maybe it's the later Zman of Tzeis. And if you learn that, so that solves all the problems. You don't have the problem that we had according to Rashi, that how could the Gemara be contemplating it's the morning if it's Zman Kriyas Mishal Arvis? No, it's not the morning. Of course, we're talking about different hours at night. Is it 6 o'clock? Is it 6:30? Is it 7 o'clock at night? But you don't have the problem that we had according to Tosfos, that the Gemara is suggesting an earlier Zman than what was the Havi meaning? Did we make on a Savik Deraisa? No, the Gemara is suggesting a later Zman. And the whole Shaka Vitari is, how do you know that the Zman of Laila is the early Zman of Tzeis, the Tzeis of the Goinim, maybe it's the Tzeis of Rabbeinu Tam. And to that, the Gemara answers, no, that's not how you read the Pasuk, right? Rabbi Arshila brought a dig from the Pasuk, and Eretz Yisrael, they brought a dig from a Braisa, but the Gemara answered, no, that's not what the Pasuk means, it really is the earlier Zman. So this is a third reading of the Gemara, that's in one respect like Rashi, in one respect like Tosfos. It's like Tosfos in that it's all about the nighttime. There's no morning in the discussion. But it's like Rashi in that the Gemara is suggesting a later Zman, not an earlier Zman. And in a sense, it really gives us the best of both worlds. Well, hold on one second. So why couldn't Tosfos say this? It's such a beautiful shot. So why couldn't Tosfos say this? Because Tosfos l'shitasam, the Tzeis HaKavim is the later Zman.
Right, there's only
the Pasuk is saying the latest Zman. So the Gemara couldn't say, no, maybe it's the later Zman of Tzeis. There's no later Zman of Tzeis. It's only, but the Gra says this Pshat. Because the Gra, who likes the Gainim, Shita, he holds, this is one of the places where he says it. In his Pirush on Brachis, Shnei Eliyahu, on this Mishnah, he has a long discussion about this big machlaik is about what's the Zman of Laila over here. And he also has in the Birah Gran Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Aleph and in another place, I think, also. But he says that since he likes the earlier, he holds that halacha, the Iker is really the earlier Zman of Tzeis, so that gives us a beautiful noob shot in this Gemara, that the Shaka Vitari of this Gemara could be, how do you know that the Kahanim become Tahar at the earliest Zman of Tzeis? Maybe it's the later Zman of Tzeis. And the Gemara says, no, it's not the later Zman, it's the earlier Zman. So the halacha is so the earlier Zman. Right. Hold on, but there's the Shaka Vitari contemplating a later Zman. So the Gra, the Shitas, was able to say such a pshat. But we understand why Tosfos could never say that pshat, because according to Tosfos, the real Tzeis is the latest Zman. So the Gemara couldn't have been asking about a later Zman of Tzeis. If Tosfos wants to keep the whole Shaka Vitari in the nighttime, it had to be an earlier Zman, which then makes Tosfos vulnerable to Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. But okay, but what are you going to do? Tosfos couldn't say the Gra's pshat, because according to Tosfos, the Zman of Tzeis is the latest Zman. Now, I'm sorry, I know I...
So what's the Raya according to the Gra then? That it's an earlier Zman, that the Tzeis is an earlier Zman.
He had his Rabbi Bar of Shila's diuk. Had his the Yitar when he says. And he says that if that's the right pshat, then it should have said the Yitar. I don't know. What according to. I don't know, but I think you have that cash is not just on the Gra's pshat, it's on Tosfos' pshat also. I mean, Rashi.
Right, it's really Rashi, both on Tosfos and the Gra.
According to Rashi, the challenge that maybe it's a different Zman was the morning, and then Vitar means bring your karbanos. Mm-hmm. So to that, Rabbi Rav Shila said, then it should have said V'yitar. According to Tosfos, that the Gemara was just talking about different Zmanim of nighttime. So what did he mean? And then it should have said V'yitar. And so Tosfos learns, I guess, what Tosfos is saying is that not because the yud would indicate that the person is involved, the fair character. The yud wouldn't have this connotation of tahar yoma idki, that the day is completely over. Yitter me would like, the word v'toyer, the Gemara was saying, indicates that it's even later than you thought. And not only that, v'toyer, meaning tahar yoma, the day is completely cleaned away. The yitter wouldn't have that implication, and therefore it's mashma, the earlier zman. But you're right, that according to this third reading of the Gemara, we have to have yet a third shot in Rav Shila's diak, and I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I hear. Okay. Hey, yeah, Donnie, you had...
The Vinyas Ayra, according to this new Pshat, it's getting darker. What is he, what's referring to something lighter? Vinyas Ayra, according to Rashi, is that this, it's, the light is coming. According to Taitzis, it's when, okay, the light is leaving. But if you're going to say it's a cover when it's 72 minutes later, then...
Yeah, I do have, because Uba means it's set, so Bias Shimsha means just the sun itself set, and Bias Ayra means all the light has set. If Bia means setting, means disappearing, so Bias Ayre means the later Zman of Tzeis.
The term is setting.
Okay. All right, so this is, again, there's a lot of possibilities here in this Gemara, and I think it's a very geschmack of chap, this third pshat that puts together elements of the first two.
Yeah.
Let's go on now. New Gemara, Amar Mar. A little bit more. Amar Mar. This means we're introducing a braisa now that we had already touched upon. Okay, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Kriya Shema is from when the Kehanim start to eat Shuma v'raminu. But there's a contradiction to that from a braisa. It says in the braisa, "May Amos I carry in a Shema ba'arvin." What time does Kriya Shema Shalava start? Misheha oni nichnas lechol pitoy b'melach. From when the Ani starts to eat his supper. Ani had a different time for eating supper than other people. Now, why would the Ani have a different time than other people? So Rashi says, because since he doesn't have much fuel, so he doesn't want, other people could eat when it's fully dark and they'll turn on all the lights. But the Ani doesn't have so many candles, so he wouldn't want to eat when it's so dark. So his supper time is earlier than most people. Another pshat that we find in Rishonim, and I'll just mention the two pshatim, but maybe next week we'll come back to this, the significance of the two. But another pshat that you find in Rishonim is that the Ani doesn't have so much food, so he doesn't take too much preparation. Like the Gemara seems to emphasize, right? It's lechel pita b'melach. It's just bread with salt.
Yeah.
So he can just come home and eat.
Yeah.
Everybody else, you know, if you're eating a fancy meal and there's a salad and a soup and a main and a side, so then it takes time to prepare all that. So the rich person eats his supper later, and the poor man eats it earlier. But either way, this is the way one Tana described a certain moment in the getting dark process. The moment, and it's not identified yet just what it is, but it's the moment when the Ani starts to eat his supper. Ad, now that's when Zman Kriyasha begins. Ad until Shoshoim Lipat Patech Sudasai. Till he's done. Till he gets up to leave his supper.
Mm-hmm.
So now this Braisa is very interesting in a couple of ways. It has a brand new Seifa Zman. It's a much shorter Zman. How much time do you have to say Kriya Shema? In the Mishnah, we had some Tanayim that said all night long, or some Tanayim that said Til Chatzayif, and the shortest Zman was Rabbi Elazar, who said until the end of the first Ashmura, which is 4 hours into the night. But this Tana sounds like it's only a few minutes, or I don't know, half an hour. I mean, how long could the Ani eat his bread for? Bread with salt. As long as it takes for the Ani to eat supper, that's how much time you have to eat, to say Kriya Shema. So without question, the Gemara says, the Seifa Zman is different than all the time in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Seifa Vadai Pliga Amas Nisan. The Seifa, the end of this Braisa, which gives a very early Seifa Zman, is definitely arguing with the Mishnah. But Reisha, the beginning of the Braisa, which gives this new Tchilas Hazman, instead of saying that you could, that Zman Kriya Shema starts when the Kehanim are allowed to eat Shuma, it says that Zman Kriya Shema starts when the Ani starts to eat supper. Milemu Pligama season, is that also arguing with the Mishnah? Because look, it's giving a different Zman. The Mishnah says, Loi, Ani the Kain Chachirahu. That could be the same Zman. It's just two different ways of expressing it. We said that the Kehanim are Nechlas Malachim and Shumasan at Tzeisek Chavim, and maybe that's also exactly when the Ani begins to eat his Pas B'melach. That's at Tzeisek Chavim. Other people eat their supper a little bit later than Tzeisek Chavim, but the Ani eats his at Tzeisek Chavim. It's not necessarily a different shir, because it could just be a different way of expressing the same shir.
What is this about? I mean, we want to know
what
the halacha.
Tzeisek
HaKavim. It's the halacha.
Right.
This is teaching as a convenience.
No, Adarava. This is not a milta agavurka kamashman. This is more the usual way for Tanaim to speak. That they tell you the shir for a mitzvah by referring to things that you're familiar with everyday life. Right? Just like when they say, how much matzah do you have to eat the size of an olive? Because everybody knows what an olive looks like. So they describe the size for your matzah in familiar terms. So to say, when does Man Kriyas start? When the Kehanim are allowed to eat Shuma, so you have to be Talmid Chacham for that. But when the Ani eats his supper, that was part of the social fabric. So people knew what that meant. That was really speaking the language of the people.
So it was a halacha, and we're translating it the way people speak. But the halacha is the halacha, and it's not the, we're not making up the halacha because this is how people act.
Right. I mean, this is not a siba. Right. It's not Zman Kriyas Shema because it's supper time for the Aniyim. That's just a way of describing Tzeitzik Chavim, because everybody knew that the Aniyim, they ate supper at Tzeitzik Chavim.
You want to know when?
Right. Verminu, the Gemara says, wait, but there's you're telling me that maybe Ani and Kain is the same shear, but I have a problem. There's a brayse that says, Meimis HaMaschin Likus Kriyashah Ba'arvis Mishashim Nei Adam Nechlas Melechal Pitam Ba'arvis Shabbosis Divi Rameyer. This brayse has yet another way of presenting Zman Kriyashma. Rameyer says it's when ordinary people eat their supper on Friday night. Okay, which apparently then was different than other nights of the week. And Rashi says, yeah, it was earlier.
Wouldn't that be earlier?
Right, I mean, it was earlier because everything
earlier.
Was cooked.
Much earlier,
by
way
daytime.
Before saints.
By other people.
Way before saints.
No. Why do you know it's late, way before saints? When they eat their meal?
I mean, because they were eating Erev Shabbos. I mean, into Shabbos, it would be earlier, no? The earlier Zaman. I mean, it seems like a rye would be to eat earlier by Shkis HaChamo.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, I started off agreeing with you because I thought Right.
So when do people come to eat? When it's like after Shkia, whatever, but not by Shkia.
I don't know. Not the people that daven in our shul. No, we're still davening Kabbalah Shabbos at Shkia time. We don't get home till hopefully close to Tzeitzik
HaKavim. Maybe it's
telling
on the
stairs. What?
Because he said Arve Shabbosos.
Right.
So let's say Arve Shabbosos.
That means Friday night.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just...
Okay. V'chachamim ha'imrim, mishosh ha'kanam nechonat, zakayim lachal b'tshumasan, similar to Tzeitzik HaKavim.
I mean, Rashi said in the Mahar that they hurry.
Yes, Rashi is explaining why Arve Shabbosos would have a different supper time than Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right, so it'll be earlier.
Yeah, it'll be earlier than Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
That doesn't tell us anything about what it is relative to Tzeitzik HaKavim. Okay, but it can't. But the Gemara is bringing this price to show that it can't be identical to Tzeitzik HaKavim, because the Chachamim said back, no, that's not the Zman. That's the wrong Zman. Because really, it's when the Kehanim eat Shuma, similar to Dover Tzeitzik HaKavim. So the Chachamim say the Zman is Tzeitzik HaKavim. They're coming to argue with Rameyer. So clearly then, the time that regular people eat their Friday night meal is something other than Tzeitzik HaKavim. Now, you know, let's skip a few lines just so as not to interrupt the flow. We'll come back to it, Polina, there. But skip maybe 10 lines. And when the Gemara says, "V'i omrit ani v'koyin chad shiuruhu," if ani and koyin are the same shear, a line earlier than that. Kasal kadaitach, we're assuming the ani b'nei adam chad shiuruhu. The shear that we heard in the first brisa, when the poor man eats supper on a weeknight, and the shear that Reb Meir said in the second brisa, when people eat on Friday night, we thought that's the same shear, because both of those mean to be saying in early supper time. People on Friday night eat earlier because they don't have to cook gets already prepared beforehand. The ani on a regular night eats earlier for one of the two reasons that we mentioned before. But we were assuming that those are, that's just two ways of describing the same shir. Now, the iyamrit ani the koyin chashirahu, if you're going to say, like we were saying above, that ani and koyin are the same shir, well, if ani and koyin are the same shir, and ani and Erev Shabbos is the same shir, so all three of these are the same shir, then Chacham Hain Rameir. Then the Chacham and Rameir will be saying the same thing, and what kind of a bright is that? Rameir comes in and he says one shir, and I'm saying, no, that's the wrong shir. Right. Really, it's when the Kahanim eat their Chuma. But if that's the same thing as the Rameir was saying, so what's the Machalik on the bright? El Shmami Na. So this clearly shows, Ani Shir Lechod, V'Kayin Shir Lechod, that obviously the shir of ani must be something different than the shir of a kohen, which means that that brisa that we started with the ani is totally not like our Mishnah, not in the Reisha, not in the Seifa. Right. The Gemara says back, it's not convincing. Maybe ani the kohen chachiruhu, maybe that brisa above that gave the shir with the ani, that really means the same as our Mishnah, it's the shir of a kohen, which should say to chavim. But ani b'nei adam lav chachiruhu. But that which we were assuming that that's the same, the ani on a weeknight and the b'nei adam on Friday night are the same shir? Maybe not. Maybe one is 5 minutes early, one is 10 minutes early. Maybe they're slightly different, and therefore you can't have any raya about whether that earliest price that we brought is yes like the Mishnah or is not like the Mishnah. Okay, well, put the Gemara on hold here. The Gemara, we're leaving off in the middle of a discussion about these various other household types of descriptions of, you know, different times at night. Again, nowadays this is foreign to us because we say things like 7:30. But once upon a time, that didn't exist. So these were ways of describing different points in the night, and the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's actually going to bring even more such examples, and we're discussing how many of these overlap, how many are the same, how many are different. In the middle of that, we skip 10 lines, which were about defining Tzeitzei Kochavim, defining day and night. Very important, which I guess we'll pick up with next time. We'll just end off with one final ha'ara. That brisa that the Gemara brought, which the Gemara said the Seifa certainly argues, with the Reisha, we're not sure whether it argues or not on the Mishnah. What was the Zman exactly that it said in that brisa? Zman Kriyashma is from when the Ani begins his supper until he finishes his supper. So the Rishonim ask Tosfos and many of the other Rishonim also, they ask, so when's the Ani supposed to say Kriyashma? If the whole Zman Kriyashma, it's only a few minutes long. And those few minutes are his supper time. It's how long it takes for him to eat his supper. So when's he supposed to say Kriyashma? So Tosfos and the Rashba also, they say that if you read the Brisa carefully, it doesn't say Mishah Ani Oichel Pitoi. It says Mishah Ani Nichnas Lechel Pitoi B'melach.
And he's coming in.
And that indicates that supper time was really a little bit longer than the actual time that it takes to eat supper. There was a little bit of preparation, even though it was just Pas B'melach, not too much preparation. But he would come in, get himself seated, get the stuff ready, and then he would start to eat. And it was during that couple of minutes, how long does it take? Say Kriya Shema, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, that the difference between Ha'ani Nichnas and Ha'ani Oichel, that's his man Kriya Shema. But now, just interestingly, there's another possibility that the Rishonim speculate. I didn't see any that accept this Lamaisa, but some of the Rishonim mentioned the Tzar. They say they don't really like it, but it's interesting. See, maybe the Brisa is talking about a non-Jewish Ani. These are again, this is like we said, this is not a halachic discussion when the Ani eats his supper. What supper time for an Ani? That's my Kriyishma. It's just a way of the world kind of a description. So Enochanami, a Jewish Ani, has to find a different supper time because that's when you say Kriyishma. But there is still something in the veld that's called the poor man's supper time. And the Tana uses that to, you know, refers to that Zman as the Zman of Kriyishma. That would be the higher possibility. But again, the Rishonim say it doesn't seem right that the Tana would be referring to a Goyish Ani to describe Zman Kriyishma.
I mean,